whatever, they can't do it now. And so their next motorhome is not going to be an Airstream product. Therefore, they can't be in the club.
Correct.
So we need to change the bylaws that say an Airstream branded product and say it can be these certain products. That Thor is like the main company that owns Airstream and what, Four Winds and several other manufacturers of RV products. And correct. So what they're saying is take another motorhome Class A and say this will be allowed in the club.
Correct.
Even though it won't be an Airstream. What's wrong with that?
There's plenty wrong with that. And if you listen to, if you have the time to listen, well, first of all, this is an Airstream club and no different than a Mustang club or a Corvette mm-hmm. club. It is what it is. And some people are saying, oh, you know, you guys are being really extreme if you hold us to our own membership requirements. There's nothing extreme about it. Those are what the membership requirements are.
But you're going to take these long-term members who maybe they're even pretty high up in the club. They have a lot of experience. They've been there for years. They've brought in new members along the way, and you're going to kind of banish them out because you don't want to change and say, hey, you can have a Four Winds.
Actually, we're not going to do anything with them. I mean, under the current rules, all they have to do is maintain an Airstream motorhome. We don't guarantee anybody the right to buy a brand new anything. If Airstream pulls out of the market, they pulled out of the market. I mean, this is the perfect reason why guys like Colin exist. If their motorhome starts going down the tube in 5 or 10 years, they can bring it into a shop. They can have it refurbed. As I said, right now, they can buy a 2007 Airstream motorhome right now. What is the hurry for that we're going to scuttle the attractiveness and the future desirability of the club for some unknown number of members? And this is the heart of the problem. The IBT, which is a majority motorhome class membership that controls this club, which is 87% travel trailers, has just pulled this out of thin air with no research, no determining if we do this, how many members will we lose? Because there are some hardcore members in this club that will, and I'm not talking of numbers of few, there are some hardcore members in this club who will just walk away if this change comes through. And I'm going to tell you right off the bat, that's probably the entire 700-member Vintage Airstream Club and the 200-plus-member Classic Airstream Club, for the most part, will not tolerate this. Regular membership, and I'm one of them too. If our regular member requirements allow in any other manufacturer of RV other than Airstream, they're going to decimate this club, because not only will all of these people leave, they'll go and start another club, and it will compete directly with the WBCCI. The only difference being is that now you'll have two competing clubs, and one will be Airstream manufactured product only. And the other one will turn very quickly into all Thor product, because they won't have a choice, because the movement of members from one club to the new club will be rapid and it will be large. There's two things that are very, very important here. No one disrespects any of our motorhome owners. You know, we've got motorhome owners in our local chapter, in our local unit, and I don't want anything bad to happen to them ever. They're great people. And I, as much as I've been on a tear on the IBT, and we've all been on a tear on the IBT, I'm sure there are a lot of great people. You know, as far as people go, I think we've got a lot of great people in the club, but you can't decimate a 52-year-old club by all of a sudden deciding that you personally, because you're personally affected by this, you're going to morph the club into something that it's not. You just can't do this. And their position is, oh, you know, we're just going to debate this. And it's like, debate my butt. You've dropped a bomb on us. There's no debating. We have to vote on this now.
And Leo, you're saying they're affected by it. To me, having a motorhome, you know, a production of a unit that's gone out of production within a year or two, surely these motorhomes, even without full restorations, will probably outlast many of the owners.
Well, and that's true. So the question becomes, who are they protecting right now?
Well,
and the
wait
answer
a minute
is
now they got buddies. They really find a buddy and say, hey, you know, you should join this club, and you know, you have a Fleetwood. All you gotta do is, you know, when you upgrade, is buy an Airstream. Oh, they're not available anymore. I really want you to be in. Let's change the rule. Let's say it's a Mandalay Model A1.